Yesterday, it finally happened. The long-awaited Tucker Carlson sit-down in-studio interview with Alex Jones. As you know, Tucker's been doing his own thing, posting interviews on Twitter, X, since he got fired from Fox News. And this is one that we've all been waiting for, and it's fantastic for three reasons. One, any interview with Alex Jones is going to be entertaining and educational. Two, it's going to introduce Alex, the real Alex, to a larger audience that might be familiar with him or know that he's been censored from everything, seen some small clips from him and the memes, but they'll get to see a sit-down, in-depth, hour-and-a-half-long interview with him to get a better idea of who Alex Jones really is. And I'll play a couple clips from the interview, one, the most hilarious part, which you're going to love, and something very disturbing at the very end that Alex revealed. But the third, and probably the most important thing about this interview, is it has reignited pressure on Elon Musk to reinstate Alex Jones' account, who still remains banned, despite Elon, you know, giving supposed blanket amnesty to, you know, 10 or 12,000 accounts. But then he famously said that Alex Jones not going to be allowed on the platform because he has a personal beef with Alex, because Elon has bought into what the mainstream media has said about what Alex Jones supposedly got banned for. And it looks like Alex Jones may get a Christmas miracle this year, and probably, not for sure, not 100%, but all signs are now pointing to Elon finally reinstating him. And many of us were politely recommending to Elon that that's the correct course of action, including Jeremy over at The Quartering, who said, "Think about how much letting Alex back on X would make the machine rage, Elon. It's time." And Elon responded, saying, "I will consider, in general, since this platform aspires to be the global town square, permanent bans should be extremely rare. Also, if he does say something false on this platform, then Community Notes will correct him, whereas that would not be the case elsewhere. Let's hold a poll." So then, the biggest Elon Musk fanboy in the world, some Malaysian guy named Ian Miles Chong, who is the ultimate Elon reply guy. He replies the second Elon posts anything just to have his tweets seen. And then Elon strangely took an affinity to him because of the psychological principle of the law of frequency. He sees his replies all the time, so he becomes a familiar face. And so Elon replies to some of his tweets, which is very, very strange relationship there. But to his credit, Ian Miles Chong posted the poll. Should Alex Jones be unbanned on X? As you can see, 87% of the respondents said yes. And then Elon replied, saying, "I guess a lot of people want him unbanned." And I responded to Elon's reply to Jeremy, saying, "For your consideration, Elon, Alex Jones was banned from Twitter in 2018 for insulting a CNN reporter to his face outside a congressional hearing about social media censorship while broadcasting the interaction live on Periscope. And it had nothing to do with his comments about the school shooting, as widely believed. Here is the AP article about what happened." And then I linked to it and quoted that the AP admitted, "Twitter said Jones posted a video on Wednesday night that violates the company's policy against abusive behavior. That video showed Jones berating CNN journalist Oliver Darcy for some 10 minutes between two congressional hearings on social media. Darcy testified at both hearings, but did not appear to witness the confrontation." Others pointed this out as well, including the fact that the Twitter files revealed that Oliver Darcy was basically an informant to the previous Twitter owner, flagging tweets in order to get people banned and suspended. Of course, this wasn't even a secret. I mean, he would brag about this then on Brian Stelter's show. And Greg Reed, Tucker Carlson's former producer, posted a screenshot from Twitter itself, from the Twitter Trust and Safety account, saying that they suspended, banned Alex Jones and InfoWars from Twitter and Periscope because of that video. So Elon had no idea. Elon and most of America, who believe the mainstream media, think that Alex was banned from Twitter and YouTube and all the other platforms because of his comments about the school shooting. That was not the case at all. So Elon responded to this tweet saying that is certainly not a valid reason for suspension. Then I reposted the entire 9-minute, 33-second video showing the full conversation really, between Alex Jones and Oliver Darcy, proving again that it wasn't harassment. And I pointed out that Oliver Darcy is a public figure and he was on public property, while working in the capacity of being a reporter while covering a congressional hearing about social media censorship. So it's not like Alex happened to find him in a restaurant somewhere out grocery shopping and pulled out his phone and started bothering him. He was on the job inside the Capitol outside of a congressional hearing, and they still called that harassment. And the media is already getting very nervous about this. Elon Musk considers reinstating Alex Jones' X account, backtracking on prior decision. And at this point, I don't see how he can't reinstate him. He has already seen the evidence. He's responded to it. He has agreed that it was an unfair ban. And so I am hoping any day now, any minute now, his account is going to be restored and the media is going to absolutely lose their mind. And the memes are already flowing. This from Damian Imani.
For sure.
Jamie, put it up there. Here we go. Four, three, two.
Yeah. That's it right there.
Congratulations.
Planets are aligned.
That's true.
Now, Alex has taken the high road on this ever since Elon took over Twitter, and he brought this up during his interview with Tucker yesterday.
And I'm not mad at Elon Musk. I understand I've been so demonized with the general public. He's barely able to, you know, keep Twitter going right now. I really appreciate what he's done. I admire him. I think he's done a lot of great work, and I see him moving in the right direction. So a lot of people attack Musk on Twitter. You know, I trend all the time. Hey, if you're such an absolutist on free speech, bring back Alex Jones. I understand that if he did that, the ADL and others would really be able to probably shut down Twitter. So I understand that he needs to, you know, go through a process before he does that.
So like I said, it was a great interview, especially for those who don't know why he was actually banned from Twitter, which is most people, Elon Musk included, who thankfully now has been brought up to speed. You guys probably know if you've been following my channel for any amount of time, I followed this case very closely because not only am I a fan of Alex Jones, but he's largely responsible for helping me launch my career. I've been a guest on his show for the last 18 years. And so I followed it very closely. And again, just to be clear, he wasn't banned from YouTube for the comments about the school tragedy. He was banned from that, of course, is the excuse that everybody believes, and then the generic hate speech. But he was literally banned from YouTube. The first strike was for talking about Drag Queen Story Hour back in 2018. That was considered hateful. Saying that was wrong was considered hateful back then. Second strike was for talking about the Islamization of Europe. That also was considered hateful. That was his second strike. Third strike was he was streaming his show on somebody else's channel during the ban because he was prevented from live streaming for those 2 weeks. And so they considered that to be ban evasion. That was the third strike, and then they totally deleted him. A hilarious revelation from the interview, however, is when Alex flew in the night before, him and Tucker and the crew all had dinner in the studio, which is located in Tucker's barn in upstate Maine, and then Brian Stelter came up, and then, well, I'll just let them explain.
What's interesting is, and I mean, I don't know if you want me to reveal this, but we had dinner in our barn last night, and there were some drinks. And after dinner, you and my producer called Stelter on the phone. And what was so, and it was on speaker, so I listened to it. What was so interesting was, you know, you've been very clear in a very direct, pretty masculine way, I would say, about how you feel about Brian Stelter. There's not a lot of confusion about your views on Stelter after clips like that, which doubtless he's seen because he Googles himself.
Stelter, you will fall. Get him off the screen.
He was very kind of syrupy sweet with you.
And that's why I was sarcastic and told him I want to date him.
You did, yeah. And it's like the exact line that you had was, Brian, I'm not usually gay, but I want you. Yeah. And he seemed a little bit, I'm not saying he's open to it or whatever, but he wasn't shocked by it.
And he's like, give me your phone number. Give me, I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And then he hit your producer up. Please give me his number right now. Let's
yeah, that was interesting.
But I was being silly with him. But there was also a line. He goes, oh, Alex Jones. I said, I want you to come on my show. He said, oh, you still got a show? And I went, no, you're the one that doesn't have a show.
Tell
him the other line.
It's so boorish to like recount conversations people weren't witness
to. It was funny, though.
But you said, you know, you know, you're off TV now, but you were a real star. I mean, not on CNN, but on my show. So good.
It wasn't all fun and games, however, because at the very end of the interview, Alex made a very serious revelation, and it looks like Jack Smith and Fannie Willis. She's the prosecutor down in Georgia. Jack Smith is the prosecutor who has indicted President Trump for questioning the outcome of the 2020 presidential election, there is a very real possibility that they may indict Alex Jones as a co-conspirator.
I got two subpoenas last week.
Subpoenas?
I got subpoenas on January 6th, again, on a criminal investigation.
Well, you didn't do anything on January 6th.
And I got subpoenaed in Trump's criminal trial in Georgia.
On what ground? On what?
And then my lawyer called and said, what is this? And they said, well, we don't just want him as a witness. He's a subject. I had nothing to do with Georgia. But I'm not saying it's bad they went and challenged it. That's their right. I mean, I went and protested there. So it's just pure intimidation.
The establishment is absolutely furious that despite banning him from all of the major social media platforms, he still is able to reach millions of people directly through his website, Infowars.com. And so then they sued him for $1 billion. That was over a year ago. They still haven't been able to shut him down. And so now they might try to throw him in prison. Like I've been saying, next year is going to be very intense. So over the next few weeks, for the rest of this year, the news cycle is going to start slowing down very soon with Christmas and New Year's. Everybody should enjoy the time, have a good time with their family and friends. And then come January, everyone's going to have to start getting emotionally prepared for some very chaotic times. But if you want to create some chaotic times over Christmas dinner or some hilarious times, it's just going to vary depending on your family, then be sure to order your Trump Claw sweatshirt or t-shirt from my online store at markdice.com. And today, through this weekend, save 20% off of anything by using the promo code SANTA at the checkout. But be sure to order them today. Don't be a slacker, because this isn't Amazon Prime with next day shipping. It takes a little bit of time to get these things out. So head on over to markdice.com and order your Trump Claw sweatshirt or t-shirt, your Wanted for President shirt, your Operation Mockingbird shirt, Conspiracy Theorist Right shirt, or any of my awesome designs. All available, a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. And like I said, today, through this weekend, save 20% off anything by using the promo code SANTA at the checkout. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.